Hi, my name is Wassam Asa. I'm a Project Woke intern. I joined the program around the tail end of it, but I feel like I've benefited so much just in the short time of my participation in it, and I've always been encouraged to participate more and learn more and be more proactive because of the BCRC, and before this program, I didn't really know how many programs and initiatives existed for and were started by the Black community in Montreal, and just how much of a network there actually is. Honestly, before this program, before the BCRC, I felt very isolated from the Black community, in that not just because I lived on the South Shore, but just because I didn't really feel like I was an active participant in it, even though I know I wanted to be. I always knew I wanted to be, and I still do. But being a part of this program has opened my eyes to ways I can do so and truly make a difference that doesn't solely rely on academia like I saw it in the past. And that is very encouraging, and it makes me feel very empowered to know just how many resources are available and laid out before me. And the idea of making an actually lasting and impactful change, it doesn't seem so far-fetched anymore. It doesn't seem so elusive. Because before this program, I didn't know how or where to start. I thought the only way would be through academia, making publications, making a name for myself that way. And the BCRC kind of opened my eyes to just how many avenues there are to making change and how to start. And that was always the most elusive way, aspect of it for me. Just where do I start? And how do I go about it? So this was very informative, and I'm very grateful to be a part of it and to have learned about all these initiatives and these networks that I could be a part of, and I hope to be a part of in the future. So honestly, thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I hope these programs like this move forward and are accessible for other Black youth in the future.
I first joined Project Woke due to my interest on the topic concerning racism and discrimination. Moreover, I couldn't pass the opportunities of learning new skills and applying the ones I've gained over the years studying sociology and political science to a real-life issue. I love the idea that my knowledge could be used to write public policy and create change in the Black community. That being said, my experience as an intern was not only educational and informative, but also very eye-opening and helped me gain experience in my discipline. Multiple workshops made us young interns learn and discover a lot of details concerning the injustices the Black Canadian community has been experiencing for centuries. On the other hand, other workshops provided us crucial information to be able to write our paper advocating public policy recommendations we uncovered through data collection and research and believed are pivotal for the eradication of racism and discrimination against Black individuals within the country. Essentially, I hope to use the skills I gained through civic education and research training provided by Project Woke, in particular teamwork, problem solving, and critical thinking, and apply them to not only school, but also further similar opportunities I will have in the future, such as employment, volunteering work, and internships.
My favorite workshop from the project was the civics workshop with Demis Gratos. As an American, it was interesting to see how the Canadian government is set up with things like voting, who's the leader of each district, and it was helpful for us with our project to see who we needed to reach out to in the community with our policy paper and who basically is the most relevant person for this to see and who can create that sort of change in the community. So I found that to be very interesting, the way the voting system was set up as to who gets the majority of votes. I thought that was interesting. And I thought it was very valuable for those who have very limited knowledge of how the government works and want to know more about how they can reach out to community leaders and make a difference in their community. So,
my name is Doris, and I was an intern and participated in Project Walk. One of the things I really liked about this project was the fact that it gave us a safe space for Black youth to come and talk about significant issues within our community. Through the workshops, we were able to learn on important matters such as political activism, which may not always be accessible to young Black people. This project really highlighted the need for programs like this to educate ourselves and others. It reminded us that we need to use the tools we have to share our knowledge to be able to create a stronger community. Thank you.
My name is Katia Stella Osoe, and I am an intern for Project Woke. I believe it is important for Black youth voices to be heard because most often than not, our voices are either silenced, omitted, or simply discarded and labeled as unimportant, unvaluable, or irrelevant when that is simply not the case. The Black youth have something to say in regards to the society we live in. We are aware of the complexities of the culture we're a part of, and our experiences are valid, as well as our struggle and our fight for equality. I honestly and truly believe that youth-driven activism will uplift and propel the Black community, not only in Montreal, but all over the world.